welcome to another week of Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank and in association with Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine. It's the first week of the playoffs, and tonight we're in Lorain, where Lorain took on Olentangy in the Division I Region 2 first round. I am joined by Evelyn Williams, who is a junior at Lorain, and she's a cheerleader, obviously. Evelyn, talk a little bit about what the excitement was like at the school.
The excitement has been really high at school all week. We're all excited for the playoffs. We had a really good crowd today. They participated. They were loud. We had a lot of people. It was nice.
After a scoreless first quarter, Olentangy's Zach Slade rushes it in from 8 yards out, giving us our first points of the game and the Braves a 7-0 lead. Lorain finally found some success when Sturgill connects with Deshaun Brooks down the sideline for a 30-yard gain and a first down. Brooks' catch sets up a 1-yard rushing touchdown by Aaron Huff, but the Titans couldn't convert the 2-point conversion, making the score 7-6. Midway through the third quarter, Lorain's defense comes up with a huge fourth down stop on their own 7-yard line. The fastest man in the state, Zion Cross, rips off an 88-yard touchdown reception, giving Lorain the first lead of the game with a score 17-14. Olentangy's Sam Durst is on the receiving end of an 11-yard reception for a Braves touchdown, tying the game at 14. On the first play of the ensuing drive, the Braves intercept Sturgill and return the ball to midfield. Lorain's big man, Naz Bohannon, recovers the Olentangy fumble at the close of the third quarter. Mr. Reliable and our game MVP, Deshaun Brooks, catches a 4-yard touchdown, extending the lead 20-14. Our Week 6 game MVP, Carlos Chavez, scampers in from 16 yards out, making the score 26-14 Lorain. Lorain's big man, Naz Bohannon, picks off the Braves and puts an exclamation point on the game, taking it all the way to the house, giving us our final score of the game, 34-14 Lorain.
Well, you know, Deshaun came out from football last year. He's a basketball kid, and so he was a little bit of a fish out of water last year. But, again, he shut down their best receiver, and broke up a few plays. And then offensively, he's dynamite. And so it's a lot of fun to see him mature, because had he played 4 years, I don't know. I mean, he might be one of the top recruits in the area, but it's fun to watch him.
Honestly, to be honest, like, I don't know how to feel. Like, basketball is my first sport, but football, I think I could go far in it. And coming here, last year when it was 5-5, but this year going into the playoffs is great. The next game, I just honestly, just cut like short, I just think we're just going far in the playoffs. I honestly think we can make a run to the state championship.
Thanks for tuning in to another week of Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week. Be sure to go to clevelandbrowns.com/community to cast your vote for next week's matchup. And if your high school is interested in winning a new set of helmets, visit clevelandbrowns.com/helmets to learn more. For Evelyn, I'm John LaForce. We'll see you next week.